Split peas and lentils are two legumes with different nutritional profiles. A cup of lentils is higher in protein, fiber, and iron than the same amount of split peas. Both legumes are good sources of potassium, with lentils providing 772 mg, and split peas containing 750 mg per cup. Despite their different nutritional profiles, some people use the term split peas and lentils interchangeably. However, these foods are not interchangeable. So what is the difference between lentils and split peas? Let's take a closer look at this overview of these two legumes. Split peas versus lentils, comparison. Main differences between split peas and lentils. Split peas and lentils are both healthy, protein-rich legumes that can be used to make delicious, nutritious, fiber-rich soups and other dishes. Split peas are dried field peas with the skin removed that have been split in half. Lentils, on the other hand, are usually sold whole in the United States. In India, they often have their hulls removed and are split for use in dal, a thick vegetarian gravy that's served over rice and other dishes. Here are the main differences between split peas and lentils. Split peas versus lentils, plants. Split peas are the dried seeds of the pea, Pisum sativum, that have been dried, peeled, and split in two. These annual plants grow best in temperate areas where the summer doesn't get too hot and prefer sandy loam soil that drains well and contains lime and other key organic matter. They're native to Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. Lentils are the edible seeds of Lens culinaris, an annual vine that are commonly grown in Asia, Europe, and North Africa. Lentils are also annuals, but they prefer well-drained, loose soil that's rich in organic matter and need up to 6 hours of direct sunlight per day. Split pea versus lentil, growing zones. Split peas are typically grown in the northern latitudes but can also be grown in warmer and milder areas. The growing season for split peas is long, hot, and dry. They can be planted in the early spring and harvested in late fall until they die off during winter. Winter peas can grow in zones 9 through 11. Lentils typically grow between 34 degrees north latitude and 46 degrees south latitude. They can tolerate a wide range of temperatures. Therefore, they can be planted from early spring to early fall, depending on your location. They grow best in zones 5 through 11. Growing split peas and lentils. Planting these two types of legumes in the same growing area will result in the destruction of the lentils. Unlike peas, lentils are deep-rooted legumes, and they require a lot of space to grow to maturity. They need to be planted at a distance that is double the distance between rows. Split peas take between 6 and 10 weeks to mature, while lentils require approximately 10 weeks to mature. Split peas versus lentils, nutritional content. A 100-gram serving of cooked lentils contains 30% protein versus 26% in the same quantity of cooked split peas. Split peas are slightly higher in carbohydrates at 69% compared to 67% for lentils. Both are low-fat foods, split peas 5% and lentils 3%. Split peas are significantly lower in fats than lentils, 0.4 grams versus 0.38 grams. Split peas are approximately half as high in calories as lentils, 81 kilocalories versus 116 kilocalories. And split peas contain 5.67 grams of sugar compared 1.8 grams for lentils. Split peas are higher than lentils in vitamin C, B1, B2, B3, and K. Lentils contain far greater amounts of vitamins B5, B6, and folate. Lentils also win out when it comes to tryptophan, threonine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, phenylalanine, valine, and histidine. Split pea versus lentil, cooking time. You should rinse split peas and lentils and carefully pick out any debris, such as organic matter, sand, or tiny pebbles, before cooking. Split peas take 20 to 25 minutes to cook. Lentils, on the other hand, can take up to 45 minutes. Split peas take less time to cook because their skins have been removed and, as their name implies, they have been split in half. Split pea versus lentil, uses. The split pea is commonly used as a staple in many cuisines. It is widely used in Indian and Middle Eastern cooking, including various soups, stews, salads, and dips. It may be added at the beginning of the cooking process or cooked shortly after other vegetables. Lentils are used extensively in Indian, Middle Eastern, African, and Brazilian cooking in dishes such as stews and casseroles, baked winter vegetable borscht, and minestrone. Split peas versus lentils, taste? The split peas taste is a bit starchy and they have a mild, creamy texture. Lentils have a quiet, earthier flavor with some nutty notes. The natural flavors of both split peas and lentils can be enhanced, or even completely transformed, with herbs and spices, which vary by cuisine and individual cook. Split pea versus lentil, how to store? You can store dried split peas and lentils in a cool, dry place for up to 2 to 3 years. After 5 years, their nutritional content will be greatly diminished. Commercially packaged split peas and lentils feature expiration dates. Split pea versus lentil origin. Split peas originated in Asia and were cultivated in the Middle East long before Europeans arrived. The term quat, split quat, refers to the unique process of removing the tough hulls from the seeds. The whole pea is harvested while the pods are still green, and the peas are dried and then split open to remove the hulls. Lentils are native to the Mediterranean region but were grown in Egypt 9,000 years ago. The Greeks wrote about lentils as early as the 6th century BC, and the Italian poet Dante even mentioned them in one of his works. In 100 BC, Chinese Emperor Han Nong extensively cultivated lentils for use in soups, stews, and other popular dishes. However, despite their popularity, lentils were not considered a staple food until the 1700s when Dutch traders introduced them to India. Which is best, split pea versus lentil? Split peas and lentils are both healthy, high-protein, high-fiber legumes that are rich in nutrients. They are both used extensively in vegetarian cooking around the world. Their nutritional profiles are dramatically different, however, so one should not be substituted for the other. Instead, put both of them into your cooking rotation so you can reap their unique dietary benefits. Up next, 19 vegetables to plant in September. Butter beans versus lima beans, what's the difference? 4 reasons dogs can and should eat peas.